Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at a piece by Brett Allegra Wood. The title is Open Source is How We Beat the AI Billionaires. Just read the license first.
And I'll be honest, I went in thinking this was developer territory, code stuff, not really for me. But it's absolutely for any business owner picking up AI tools right now.
Which is most of us. Brett's central argument is simple. Open source AI is genuinely good for small and mid-sized businesses. It's how we push back against a handful of tech giants owning all the infrastructure. But he follows that immediately with a line I want everyone to hear. Free isn't free. It's licensed.
That line. Because I think most people see something public on GitHub and assume it's theirs to use.
Brett says that's exactly backwards. If a repo has no license file at all, copyright automatically applies. All rights reserved. You can look, but you can't touch. Most people get this completely wrong.
Okay, so why does open source matter so much in the first place? What's the actual argument?
He calls the alternative SaaS slavery. 10 years of renting software by the seat. Renting your own data back from the people who collected it. Price creeping up every renewal. Open source breaks that cycle. When the tools are shared, the power is shared. AI that augments your team, not a vendor who rents you back your own business.
That framing landed, because a lot of owners have just accepted that model without ever really deciding to. One browser tab at a time, as Brett puts it.
Right. And his answer isn't just go use open source. It comes with a discipline. He has a rule he gives every client in their first month. No downloads. Nothing from GitHub, nothing from outside. Nothing comes in for a full month.
Which sounds counterintuitive when you've just brought in an AI system.
Completely. But the reasoning is that before you bolt any outside tool onto your business, you need to be fluent in what keeps you safe. Security, privacy, and something called prompt injection.
That was new to me. What is it?
Someone hides an instruction inside something your AI reads. A web page, a document, anything it happens to pick up. Your AI follows the hidden instruction, and you never knew it was there.
And Brett's point is that most owners have never heard of it, but every owner using AI is already exposed to it.
So the boring month up front is the smart play. His words. A boring month of discipline up front saves you a decade of cleaning up a mess.
Okay, past that first month, you start bringing tools in. The license breakdown in the article is where it gets practically useful. The simple version is this. MIT and Apache 2.0 are the green lights. MIT is the most common. Use it, change it, sell it, keep your changes private. The only rule is to keep the original credit notice somewhere. Apache 2.0 gives you all that, plus protection against patent claims from the people who wrote it. Those two are the ones to look for if you're building or running something commercially. Then there's GPL. If you distribute your software to anyone else, you have to share all your source code under the same license. People call it viral because it spreads to whatever it touches. Fine inside your own walls, a real problem the moment you try to sell a product built on it. Then AGPL, which is the one Brett flags hardest. It closes what he calls the SaaS loophole. Normal GPL only requires you to share your code when you hand someone the software directly. So what's the loophole it closes? If you let people use it over the internet, that used to be fine under GPL. AGPL closes that. Even hosting it for paying customers counts. Build an AGPL tool into a product you sell, and you could be forced to open source your entire system. And there are popular AI tools sitting under that license right now. There are. The other trap he calls out is source available licenses dressed up as open source. Names like BSL, SSPL, Elastic License. You can see the code, sometimes use it, but you can't use it to compete commercially. These are usually companies that started open, got big, then pulled the ladder up behind them. Which is a bit ironic given the whole argument at the top about keeping the billionaires from controlling everything. Exactly. And he adds one layer most people miss. Datasets and model weights have licenses too. A model you think is fully open might carry restrictions on commercial use, or they kick in once you get big. Open-ish is not the same as open. It closes with a four-step check. Read the license file. If there isn't one, walk away. Match it to your actual use. Check when it was last updated and whether anyone is still maintaining it. And assume nothing about safety until you've looked. Every time, before any tool touches your business. The one thing I do this week is look up one tool I'm already using and check what license it's under. I genuinely haven't done that. Mine is simply this. Before the next tool comes in, read the license file first. Start there. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want Brett and the team to look at how AI is actually running in your business, you can book a free AI audit there too. Worth the read.